So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, fourth chapter, text number 8. Dos, cuatro, ocho. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Nunam Bhagavato Brahman Hare Radbutta Karmana Durvibhavyam Vivabhati Kavibhishchapi Chaistitam. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. O learned Brahmana, the transcendental activities of the Lord are all wonderful, and they appear inconceivable because even great endeavors by many learned scholars have proved insufficient for understanding them.
O erudito Brahmana, todas las actividades trascendentales del Señor son maravillosas y parecen ser inconcebibles, porque hasta los grandes esfuerzos que han hecho muchos eruditos entendidos aún han demostrado ser insuficientes para entenderlas.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The acts of the Supreme Lord in the creation of just this one universe appear inconceivably wonderful. And there are innumerable universes, and of all of them aggregated together, and all of them aggregated together are known as the created material world. And this part of his creation is only a fractional portion of the complete creation. The material world stands as one part only, ekang shena stito jagat, Bhagavad Gita 10:42. Supposing that the material world is a display of one part of his energy, the remaining three parts consist of the Vaikuntha Jagat, or spiritual world described in the Bhagavad Gita as Madhama, or Sanatan Dhamma, or the eternal world. We have marked in the previous verse that he creates and again winds up the creation. This action is applicable only in the material world, because the other greater part of his creation, namely the Vaikuntha world, is neither created or annihilated. Otherwise, the Vaikuntha Dham would not have been called eternal. The Lord exists with Dham, his eternal name, qualities, pastimes, entourage, and personality are all a display of his different energies and expansions. The Lord is called Anadi, or having no creator, and Adi, or the origin of all. We think in our own imperfect way that the Lord is also creative, but the Vedanta informs us that he is not creative. Rather, everything else is created by him. Narayanaha paro vyaktat. Therefore, to the common man, these are all very wonderful matters for consideration. Even for great scholars, they are inconceivable. And thus, such scholars present theories contradictory to one another. Even for the insignificant part of his creation, this particular universe, they have no complete information as to how far this limited space extends, or how many stars and planets are there, or the different conditions of those innumerable planets. Modern scientists have insufficient knowledge of all this. Some of them assert that there are 100 million planets scattered all over space. In a news release from Moscow dated 2/21/60, the following piece of knowledge was relayed. quote, Russian's well-known professor of astronomy, Boris Vorontsov Veliaminov, said, there must be an infinite number of planets in the universe inhabited by beings with reason. It could be that life similar to that on Earth flourishes on such planets. Doctor of Chemistry Nikolai Zirov, uncovering the problem of atmosphere on the other planets, pointed out that the organism of a Martian, for instance, could be well adapt itself to normal existence with a low body temperature. He said he felt that the gaseous composition of Martian atmosphere was quite suitable to sustain life of beings which had become adapted to it. The adaptability of an organism to different varieties of planets is described in the Brahma Samhita as vibhuti bhinam, that is, each and every one of the innumerable planets within the universe is endowed with a particular type of atmosphere, and the living beings there are more perfectly advanced in science and psychology because of a better atmosphere. Vibhuti means specific powers, and Vinam means variegated. Scientists who are attempting to explore outer space and are trying to reach other planets by mechanical arrangements must know for certain that organisms adapted to the atmosphere of Earth cannot exist in the atmosphere of other planets. Easy journey to other planets. When asked to prepare himself, therefore, to be transferred to a different planet after being relieved of the present body, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita 9:25, Yanti Deva Vrita Devam Patrin Yanti Patri Vrita Bhutani Yanti Bhute Ja Yanti Mad Yajinopima. Those who worship the demigods will take birth among the demigods. Those who worship ghosts and spirits will take birth among such beings, and those who worship me will live with me. Maharaj Parikshit's statement regarding the workings of the creative energy of the Lord discloses that he knew everything of the process of creation. Why then did he ask Sukadeva Goswami for such information? Maharaj Parikshit, being a great emperor, a descendant of the Pandavas, and a great devotee of Lord Krishna, was quite able to know considerably about the creation of the world, but that much knowledge was not sufficient. He said, therefore, that even greatly learned scholars fail to know about that even after great effort. The Lord is unlimited, and his activities are also unfathomed. With a limited source of knowledge and with imperfect senses, any living being up to the standard of Brahmaji, the highest perfect living being in the universe, can never imagine knowing about the unlimited. We can know something of the unlimited when it is explained by the unlimited, as has been done by the Lord himself in the unique statements of the Bhagavad Gita, and it can also be known to some extent from realized souls like Shukadeva Goswami, who learned it from Vyasadeva, a disciple of Narada. And thus the perfect knowledge can descend by the chain of disciplic succession only, and not by any form of experimental knowledge, old or modern. Omagyara timadanda shaganjana sharakaya shakshurun militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Jina Bhutale Svayam Rupakata Mayam Dati Svapadantikam. So, we have to understand what is the way to know things as they are. As described here, the scientists don't even know this material world. They're always speculating this way and that way about this material world. So they do not even know what is visible to them. Then how we can expect them to know anything of the spiritual world, which is invisible to them? Therefore, as Srila Prabhupada points out in his purport, the perfect knowledge descends by the chain of the disciplic succession. There is no form of experimental knowledge, either old or modern, which is effective to give us accurate information. There's no form of experimental knowledge which can give us perfect information. Therefore, an intelligent person would ask, why do we put so much emphasis on experimental knowledge? Scientific research. Why do we do this? If such knowledge is going to be imperfect, then why we should become so much absorbed in that imperfect knowledge? It's better that we hear from the bona fide spiritual master. Because then we can get perfect knowledge. So, what is the meaning of bona fide spiritual master? And Srila Prabhupada is pointing out here. Bona fide spiritual master means he is coming in a line of disciplic succession. The original spiritual master is Krishna, or God. Dios. So, Dios then gives the knowledge to Brahmaji. Brahmaji then gives the knowledge to Narad Muni. Narada Muni then enlightens Srila Vyasadeva. Srila Vyasadeva then enlightens Madhvacharya. In this way, the knowledge came down to Lord Chaitanya, the six Goswamis, Narottam Das Thakur, Krishna Das Kaviraj, in so many ways. It has finally come down to the present day. So if we will hear from the bona fide spiritual master, in the line of disciplic succession, then we can solve all the problems of our existence. People are thinking that if I work hard and make money, then I can solve my problems. But we see, actually, the more you have money, your problems increase. The more we have material possessions, the more we have headaches. So it's not that making money will solve our problems. What will actually solve our problems is to learn the science of how to develop pure love for God.
La única forma es cómo desarrollar, la única forma de resolver nuestros
this present life, it will come and it will go. Whether you are a poor man or you are a rich man, in either way, the life will come and it will go. So we should not put so much emphasis on this present life. Rather, we should prepare ourselves for going back to home, back to Godhead. And peacefully accept whatever arrangement the Lord has made for us for this lifetime. This is intelligent utilization of this human form. This is called an intelligent utilization of the human form of life. There's two ways you can live. You can live intelligently. Or you can live foolishly. What would you rather do? Would you rather be intelligent or foolish? You have the choice. You can be a stupid idiot. Or you can be a wise man. Or a wise woman. So, before we meet the bona fide guru, it will be difficult. But once you've met the bona fide spiritual master, then you can choose. Because the bona fide spiritual master brings to you the Vedic wisdom. If you will take advantage of Guru's mercy, if you will hear from him submissively, if you will render service unto him, then by his blessings you will understand the Vedic wisdom. And if you take up the mood of surrender, you will not only understand the Vedic wisdom, you will fully realize the Vedic wisdom. Do you know what it actually means to fully realize the Vedic wisdom? Do you know what is the perfection of realizing the Vedic wisdom? That perfection is that you will see God face to face. That is perfection. You will personally meet Dios. Krishna. Just as we are seeing each other now face to face. If you have perfect realization of the Vedic wisdom, you will see God face to face. So this is the actual purpose of the human life. You should qualify yourself to meet God. So how will you meet God? Can you pay some big sum of lump sum of money and get a darshan with Krishna? He is not impressed by your money. Can you become a powerful leader and bring a huge army and that way you get to see Krishna? No. Can you be a famous musician and get that as a place of seeing Krishna? There's no material formula for purifying itself to have audience with Krishna. There's one thing and one thing only which will give you an audience for the Lord. And that is if you develop pure love for God. That's the only thing he wants. Someone may ask, well, why does God want my love? Why does God want my love? What good is my love anyway? Who cares about it? So that means you don't know who you are and why you exist. Do you know why you exist? Do you think you exist because your mother and father had sex? That only explains your material body. It does not explain the Atma, the soul that dwells within the body. Why does the Atma exist? Can any of you say why does the Atma exist? Does anyone know why the Atma exists? Who can say? No one knows why the Atma exists. Yes. That's half the answer. 50% correct. It doesn't fully explain it, but it opens the door to understanding. But Krishna exists, that we know. But why does the Atma exist? Can anyone say? The Atma exists because Krishna wants to have that loving reciprocation. Just like a householder couple, they will have children because they want to have some loving reciprocation with their children. In Sanskrit language, it is called rasa. Relationship. Everybody wants some relationship. When someone moves to a new town, they try to make some friends so they have relationships. Everybody is looking for relationships. That desire to have relationship originates in God. God also desires to have relationships. Therefore, from Himself, He manifests unlimited numbers of Atmas, living beings. So that he can have a relationship with them. This means the very purpose then of your existence is to have a loving relationship with God. That is precisely why you exist. And that means that if you do not give your love to God, you're as good as dead. And if you give your love to God, then you're actually being who you are. Sometimes people criticize the Hare Krishna movement. You people are a cult. You're simply a brainwashed cult. You're making some propaganda about Krishna, Bhagavad Gita. It's simply a brainwashed cult. But no, our message is very clear. Our message is a very simple message. We're simply asking, my dear sir, kindly understand who you are. My dear sir, all we are asking you is this: kindly know who you are. That is part one. Know who you are. And part two is, be who you are. Understand who you are. And then learn how to actually be who you are. So this is all we are doing in the Krishna Consciousness Movement. We are simply teaching people who they are. And telling them how to be who they are. What gentleman would object to knowing who he is? What gentleman would object to knowing who he is? And knowing who he is, what gentleman would object to being who he is? So now do you understand why Monterey is such a hellish nightmare? Because nobody knows who they are. Everybody's trying to be something that they are not. Some people are trying to be, what is that called? Some people are trying to be a woman. They're trying to be a female. And some people are trying to be a male. But these are false designations. If I asked you that here is one nice shirt, now you should be that shirt. It's like, sir, you have that nice shirt with the flower, the design on it. If I told you your duty in life is you must be that shirt. If I see you, you have some blue jeans on also. And if I said your duty in life is to be that pair of blue jeans. Would that not be a frustrating existence? So why are you trying to be a man? Or why are you trying to be a woman? This male and female body, it is garment only. It has nothing to do with the self. So that's why this city of Monterey is such a hellish nightmare. Because everyone is trying to be Americano, Mexicano. You see? Male, female. This is illusion. Jivera Sarupa Hoy Krishnera Nitya Das. The actual identity of the spiritual being is he is the eternal servant of Krishna. Without the help of the bona fide spiritual master, the scientists will never figure this out. They will always remain in the darkness of illusion. The scientist in a male body is thinking, I am a male. The scientist in a female body is thinking, I am a female. So I asked you this question. If the scientist does not even know who they are, then what they can tell us about reality? They don't even know their own personal identity. So why should we take knowledge from them about the universe? This is our foolishness. It's bad enough that the scientists are such fools. It's bad enough that the scientists are such fools. But if we believe them, then that's even worse situation. So kindly do not believe these scientists anymore. They are simply speculators. Take your knowledge from Guru. Take your knowledge from sadhus, the saintly devotees of the Lord. And take your knowledge from authorized revealed scriptures such as Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. Then and only then will you know things as they are. So that is the mission of the Krishna Consciousness Movement, which has spread all over the world by the divine potency of His divine grace, Srila Prabhupada. We are asking everyone to take their knowledge from Srila Prabhupada. Make your life perfect. Do not remain in the deep, dense, dark dungeon of delusion. Become happy. Revive your eternal, blissful, knowledgeable nature. There's no reason for you ever to be unhappy or miserable. Or confused. Surrender to Guru, surrender to Krishna, your life will become perfect. So we can ask now if there are any questions.
Said that we have to be Brahma Roop. We have to be
what was the word? Brahman?
Brahman.
Brahman.
Okay. Now we are occupying these bodies at the present moment.
That's right.
100 years from now, we may have other five.
That's right.
Okay. Now, Prabhupada explained that in animals, a dog, a cat, whatever, those jivas do not have a choice about worshiping God. They can't worship God.
That's right.
All right. And he said also, if you take a jiva and you put it in the body of a dog, that jiva has no other choice than to act like a dog.
That's right. That's right.
Okay, he did say that. Now, my question to you is, we are put into these bodies.
That's right.
Do we have a choice on how we are going to
Okay, act? Let her translate it in Spanish now, the question. So, this is a very nice question. Thank you very much. The human life is the life of choice. And the other forms, all the other forms of life, and there are millions of other forms, one is forced to act according to the dictates of that particular species. If you're a dog, you must bark. If you're a cat, you must meow. But the human being has the choice. He can choose, do I want to serve my senses? Or do I want to serve God? And the other species, they must serve their senses. They have no choice. Only in this species do we have the opportunity to get out of this cycle of birth and death. Someone may argue, but that's unfair. Everyone should have the choice. They say that's not democratic. But no, the fact is that everyone has the opportunity to be a human. Everyone has that chance. The reason people are put into those lower forms where they don't have a choice is when they had a human body, they misused it. When they had a human form, they chose to act like a dog. So they became dogs. That was their punishment. They chose to act like a cat. They chose to act like a bird by hang gliding. Or as a fish by scuba diving. Or surfing. Whatever you desire, you will get a body for them. So therefore, since we have now somehow gotten this human birth, we should not desire to live like a dog, a cat, a fish, or any kind of lower species. We have to understand what is the purpose of the human life. That is given in the Vedanta Sutra. Atato Brahma Jigyasa. Now that you have a human birth, you must utilize it to understand the Absolute Truth. So I ask each and every one of you this question. Are you trying to realize the Absolute Truth now in your human form? Or are you simply thinking of eating, sleeping, mating, and defending? If you are trying to realize the Absolute Truth, Krishna will give you full facility. He will give you a spiritual master. He will give you the association of devotees. And he will give you Srila Prabhupada's books. But if you are more interested in gratifying your senses, you're in the wrong body. And you will get a more suitable body in your next lifetime. As a dog, as a cat, a fish, or a bird. So, don't be so foolish to misuse your human form by running after sense enjoyment. You must give up sense enjoyment now. Only take the minimum amount of sense enjoyment that is required to keep body and soul together. That's all. Beyond that, your balanced energy should go for rising early, taking bath. Rising early and taking bath. Chanting the holy names of the Lord before the sun comes up in the morning. And then during the day, work for Krishna. In the evening, you study some Bhagavad Gita. In this way, cultivate knowledge of Krishna, your relationship with Krishna, and learn the art of how to serve Krishna with love. This you must do. Vishnupriya Mataji, my good wife here, and I have taken the trouble of coming to Monterey. Because we want to make sure that you're not spending your lives in sense gratification. We want to make sure that you're giving your life completely in the service of God. And if there's any attachment for sense gratification in your heart, we have come to cut the knot of that attachment, to liberate you from this hellish nightmare that you're in. So, there's any more questions? Everything makes sense to you that I said? Nothing confused you that I said? Everything made sense. So now you will accept, you will completely surrender. It all made sense, and what's holding you back? What can you say? Everything is making sense, and why everyone is not surrendered to Krishna? What is the reason? Something must not be making sense. Speak now. Your question.
Tenemos que ir a la escuela y trabajar y muchas cosas, es más fácil una vida de animal. Entonces, como que yo me impacté con esa pregunta que me dijo.
She said that her son, when they told her that it's more easy the life of a bird or another animal than being a human, and she impacted because her son told her that.
Son told what?
That it's more easy to be a bird or another kind of animal.
Yes, yes.
To be a human.
We are. That's true. That we human beings have deviated so far away from Dharma. That we have made it more difficult than the animals. Actually, the human life is meant to be easier life than the animal. If we will put Krishna in the center, then human life is easier than the animal life. But because we have rejected Krishna, therefore our lives are much more difficult than the animals. That's the fact. So any intelligent person would think, why am I causing myself so much difficulty rejecting Krishna? Just like this, there's so many people are going to the psychiatrists. How many birds have to go to a psychiatrist? You see, when they fly in perfect formation through the sky. There are no bird psychiatrists. You see? So, true, we have made life more difficult than the animal life. So now all we have to do is put Krishna back in the center. And our lives will become perfect. And how do you do that? You simply have to chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare. Any other questions? Okay, if there's no questions, we can stop here. Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai.